You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Crystal Alderson joins us now. Happy Friday to you, Crystal. We've spoken about the health system crisis in Zimbabwe, and now a millionaire tycoon has offered a hand.
Yes, good morning, Bongani, and happy Friday to you too. So Strive Masiwiwa, who owns, telecoms in the country, he has pledged $400 million to the doctor. So basically, he's offered to subsidize the striking doctors and also help them, with transport costs. And that is simply to bring the four-month strike that has really crippled public healthcare services in Zimbabwe to an end. The Zimbabwean Hospital Doctors Association has encouraged their members to take the offer to return to work. But they do say that the conditions and working conditions for their doctors at public hospitals remain dire, lacking really the basics. But now the new deal on the table, which will complement their salary, to $300 subsistence allowance plus transport. Government didn't want to move on paying them more than $100 a month, which doctors said is just simply impossible. The health minister now saying their situation is improving at hospitals and doctors are coming back to work. But the Doctors Association caution, they represent about 1,600 junior doctors, saying that yes, they are returning to work slowly, but the dire situation really means that some doctors have simply left the country. In fact, they said a lot of doctors have left for greener pastures because the failing public health system is really just depressing them and they feel they can't work. But good news, multi-billionaire pledging $400 million to get the health sector back on its feet again.
Now, I've just had, as you will know, we've been focusing on Ethiopia. I've just had bread made from Ethiopia's national cereal, Tefwa. Say it once again. What is it called again?
Tef.
No, the bread? Injera. I've just had injera, Crystal. And you're saying there was, in fact, a controversial patent of Tef.
Yes. So, firstly, Tef is what maize is to Mexico and rice is to China, which is the most important foodstuff, which is the basis to make this injera, which is this, of course, the soft, spongy pancake. Now, it's a very important part of the country's cultural heritage. In fact, farmers started cultivating tef about 3,000 years ago, and I'm sure the owner of Little Others will tell you more. But imagine when a country's plants and, their own biologic material is stolen by someone else, and it's been dubbed by activists as biopiracy. So this is what happened to Tef. In 2004, a Dutch company had patented in Europe so that they can sell and make money off processed Tef. And to this day, in some European countries, no flour from this gluten-free, and it's a superfood from Ghana, so it's very healthy, may be sold without paying some royalties. So, of course, there was a big law case, and the Dutch company finally realized they stole, the country's intellectual rights. And they lost that case. But up to this day, some countries in the European Union, they are still paying royalties. And so now we see a German law firm again giving their services for free, taking up this case because they really say, look, the Tef patent needs to be fully withdrawn. It's owned by Ethiopia.
Yeah.
And finally, it will expire this summer. So the Ethiopians own Tef once again.
Where have you heard that story before, Crystal Alderson? We'll leave it there for this morning's Africa Report.